This is an MUT Radio podcast.
The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Aligning its strategy to Ignite 2030 from vision to delivery plan, the Department of Accounting and Law recently hosted a high-impact series of guest lecturers for legal practice students in the Department of Office Management and Technology. Facilitated by lecturer Nomvundo Mthembu, Department of Accounting and Law, the initiative brought together students enrolled in Legal Practice 1 and Legal Practice 2 within the Department of Office Technology to bridge the gap between classroom theory and industry practice. The collaboration directly underscores the university's core commitment to interdisciplinary learning, collaborative teaching, and equipping graduates with market-ready skills. The gist of the lecture was bridging theory and industry practice. The interactive sessions were led by industry experts from the Office of the Master of the High Court, Mlondi Mngoma, Senior Estate Controller, and Emmanuel Makanya, Senior Assistant Master. The guest speakers delivered comprehensive presentations covering crucial aspects of legal administration, which were the administration of deceased estates and trusts, critical legal documentation, governance and regulatory compliance, and the professional responsibilities inherent in legal administration. In other news, the KwaZulu-Natal provincial government says police are making the investigation into the murder of eThekwini councillor Sibusiso Khwela a top priority. Premier Thamsanqa Ntuli has added that the team is following up on several leads. Government officials, including Ntuli and acting provincial commissioner Phumelele Magoba, visited the family of the late councillor in Clearwater on Tuesday. Ntuli says investigators are working tirelessly to catch those responsible. Khwela was shot and killed at his office last week, has been allegedly described as a hard-working councillor who served some of the communities in the southwest of Durban. Ntuli has also expressed confidence in the team, saying breakthrough is imminent.
This following up information which may be critical at this stage. Though there is no conclusive direction, we're on record, in fact, acknowledging the work of the PKTT, and we're hopeful that they are going to actually help us to know who has done this.
And it's all systems go for the 46.
And finally, kuthinta abaningi ukudlula ngokuzuma kwenkosi yamagcokama. Kuthinta abaningi ukudlula ngokuzuma engozini yemoto kumculi kamaskandi uSicibiseni Dlamini obedume kule ndima ngelenkosi yamagcokama. USicibiseni ona 29 iminyaka ozalwa endaweni yakwaKopi eMsinga udlule emhlabeni izintatha zangesonto engozini imoto eyenzeke eRichards Bay. Kule ngozi inkosi yamagcokama idlule emhlabeni negidangoma layo elingugumu Gupta Zumo, kwathi abanye ababili baphuthunyiswa esibhedlela isimo sisibi. Esitatimendeni esikhishwe umndeni uveze ukuthi bathuse kakhulu ukudlula ngokuzuma kwalomculi, wacela ukuthi unikwe isikhathi sokwamukela lezi zindaba. Izinkundleni zokuxhumana abalandeli bakhe bebelokhu bezithobe njalo ngokudlala izingoma zakhe bekhuluma bekhumbula iqhawe labo. Emcimbini kawelile Mchunu obusemtuba ngesonto, nakhona abaculi abahlukene bahloniphe baphinde badlalela abalandeli balomculo izingoma zakhe ezihlukene. UKhuzani noMaganga utheshela bangabanye abahlanganise izinhlwele kulomcimbi bekhuluma ngoSicibi. Money markets this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude oil is trading at $84.01 per barrel. Gold is trading at $4.370 per ounce, a decrease of more than 1.31%. Platinum spot is up by 0.44%, trading at $1,762 per troy ounce. The dollar is currently R16.18 with a 0.02% increase, while the euro is at R18.66 with a 0.5% change since yesterday. Now let's recap your top stories this hour. Legal practice students gain real-world insights from the Master of the High Court, and Khwela murder investigation a top priority, says KZN government. And that is all from myself for this hour. I will be back with the news headlines at 9:30. For MUT Radio News, I am DC Ngubane.
Access the latest news on all things MUT, and for your feed of news and current affairs, this is an MUT Radio podcast.